Good morning, young disciples.
Good morning, sir.
Whew. Man, end of one camp. For some of you, the beginning of another is coming soon. But for those of us, it's ending. We've had a good week, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I say this more now that I'm getting older. By God's grace, we did. You know, it is, right? What a blessing. We've learned a lot. Yes?
Yes,
sir. Yes. I'd like to look at a Bible passage or two. But before we do, can we pray? Our Father in heaven, we are so very grateful that you have given us this week at Young Disciple. We're thankful for the camp. We're thankful for you. And we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will speak to us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So one thing that I get to do a lot of where I'm at as a pastor is something called baby dedications. I'm not sure why that is. I think there's a little signpost that was posted someplace on the internet saying, if you would like a baby dedication, please check with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And there's an interesting concepts of baby dedication that come with that, and I'm not going to go into all that right now. However, I'd like to share a verse with you that I share with parents for baby dedications. Are you okay with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Could you open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy? Book of Deuteronomy, verse 6. Deuteronomy, verse 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Did I say verse 6? Sorry, chapter 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And we will be looking at verse 5 to start with. Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and verse 5. The Bible says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with how much?
All.
With all thine heart and with?
All.
And with all thy might. So you're going to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. What a great call. We'll just leave it there. And then verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be where? I believe that if the words God shares with us, we do, but they're not in our heart, we're missing something. Can I repeat that? I believe if the words God tells us, we simply do them, but they're not in our heart, we're missing something. Because the fullness of blessing comes when they're where? In our heart. So we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and might. And then we're supposed to, it says in verse 6, these words are supposed to be where? In our heart. Then it says this, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Now, probably you're wondering if this applies to you as young disciple campers. Well, pretend that you're your own parent. Is that a scary thought? Would you want to parent yourself?
No.
I wouldn't want to parent myself. I mean, I used to think I wanted to parent myself. I thought, man, so-and-so's parent, I like the way they do it better than the way my parents do it. I thought that sometimes. But this, just imagine how you would parent yourself. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when you where? When you sit where? In your house, and when you walk where? By the way, and when you lie down, and when you what? So what I tell parents, this is not for you, but you can listen in. What I tell parents is this. If you want to teach your children, there's just a few parents here, so this won't hurt anything. If you want to teach your children about Jesus, you must first have Jesus in your own heart. Because it's very hard to teach your children if his word's not in your own heart. Because then it's kind of fake sometimes, right? We want it to be real. So if it's in our hearts, then it's easy for us to teach someone else. Is there any time, let me rephrase this, is there any place where you cannot seek for God. It says when you're by the way, when you're sitting down, when you're rising up. And the next point is this, and this is one that many of you probably know as a song, Psalms chapter 55. Psalms chapter 55, Psalm 55. In verse 17. Let's say it together. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. The points we get here are simple, but I think they're very important, and that is, wherever I'm at, I can be growing closer in my relationship with Jesus. Any time of the day. I like to think that spending time with Jesus at the beginning part of the day makes a lot of sense. My brain's the freshest, and I haven't started anything else to get me sidetracked. But any time, if you spend a week with Jesus, will your life be better? Oh, that sounded so confident. If you spend a week with Jesus, will your life be better?
Yes, sir!
Amen. If you spend 2 weeks, will it be better than it was?
Yes, sir!
Makes sense, doesn't it? The more time I spend with Jesus, the better my life is. So I wanted to, do you mind one more illustration? Okay. So this is, sodium polyacrylate powder. And I'm going to pour some on this cup. We'll do something a little different today, though. I have found that my life changes when I spend a little time with God. Right? So, you may have seen it this last week. I mean, it was a great week, wasn't it? Like the week, like, let's not let the week end. I have those weeks sometimes, and maybe this was one. So you have a week with Jesus. And, yeah, I see a change. Some of you may not see a change. You see a change in there? There's a little bit of change. But do you want more change? You want? So I put a little bit more in. Ooh. Anybody? Maybe I need to stir it with my finger. You know what? Maybe I do. I think I put too much water in. Is that possible? Do you realize that the more I have of Christ in me, the more change takes place? I have found that sometimes, it's thicker there now, yes, much more than was before, if I had the right circumstances and I kept adding water, this would become fluffier and fluffier. It would actually possibly come out the top. Because this powder increases 800 times its size. Why am I telling you? Because with you and me, we spend 1 week with God. Yay! But if we go back and don't spend time with Jesus anymore, it's just kind of a, it changed a little, but not much. But if week after week, I say, you know what? I want to seek God. Oh, it could be in the morning. It could be in the afternoon. It could be in the evening. But I want to spend time with him. You know what? And it doesn't make a difference where I'm at. Maybe it's I'm at home and it's not as easy to study in certain circumstance. Or maybe I'm going back to school and it's not as easy. I'm still going to spend time with God. No matter what, I'm going to spend time with him. What you will find is your life will change more and more and more. Because there is an awesome verse. Maybe you've heard of it. Actually, it's a principle that's found in the writings of Paul. That by beholding Jesus, what happens? We're changed. By beholding Jesus, we become changed. So yes, we could have started out with a little powder, a little bit of Jesus. But the more we spend time, the more it grows. Spending time with Jesus will change your life. That's why most of us have felt some really good change this week. But if we go back and we stop spending time with Jesus, it kind of, eh. So what I want, I like to spend time with Jesus all the time. But I'd like to go home and say, I want to continue this. Yeah? I want to say, God, somehow help me. How many of you did not have, no, don't raise your hands. Some of you may not have had consistent devotions before you came to camp. And what I mean by devotions, I mean spent time with God to know him better. Maybe you haven't had specific time. Start taking some time. And you're going to see great things take place. Now, I'm not saying life is going to be easier and you have a, you know, strawberry shortcake from Friendship Feast every day. It doesn't mean that. But what will happen is Jesus will start doing special things and changing you. It's awesome. So I have encouragement for you. Very simple from this morning. If you spend a little bit of time, can you have some change? Yes. But if you want to see a real change in your life, can you spend time with Jesus anytime? All the time? Why not? Yeah? Amen? All right. Would you like to? I heard the commitments last night. That's pretty awesome. I praise God for those commitments. In my heart, I was committing once again, I want to make less of Chuck and more of God. That's my desire. Can we stand together as we pray? Father in heaven, you see these young disciple campers, young disciple staff standing here. And we are so grateful that you love us with all your heart. And you're simply asking us to love you in return. Lord, help us to learn to reach out to you at all times and in all places, that we can have the beautiful experience of growing with you. We ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.